Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast. Mr.
Sandman, you get the idea? Bring me
a dream. It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips. Like
it's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
And tell him that his loss.
Here's the Sandman. Over
Sandman. Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander, your host. And this entire month, we are helping you with your New Year resolutions by hosting a retirement boot camp each weekend. And I will be your drill sergeant today. It's so great to be with you this morning. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. People around here, they call me the Sandman. And that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions each week. And if you have a question during the week, you can tweet me anytime. I'm happy to answer those at PYA Radio. Again, that's at PYA Radio. Anytime you like. So if you're retired or thinking of retiring anytime, say in the next several years, then you're wishing for one thing. You wish it was 1984. Why 1984? Well, because interest rates were so much higher back then. Think about this. You could park your money at the bank and earn yourself a cool 12%. You heard me right. 12%. And so if you had a $500,000 CD, that would earn you $60,000 a year in interest. Not bad. Well, we're living in a totally different world today. Interest rates have been at record lows for more than 10 years. And that same $500,000 CD, well, you're looking at more like $4,000 a year. And even though it appears as if rates are starting to rise a little bit, I wouldn't hold your breath for interest rates at the bank to return to what we'll call normal levels anytime soon. In fact, I think it's going to take years. We'll talk about that here in a minute in the market segment. So all of this literally has you scratching your head, forcing you to invest in more riskier, high junk yield bonds or maybe even stocks you're not quite sure about. And that's dangerous to be playing today right now when stocks are at all-time highs. Because it could only be a matter of time before it all comes crashing down. So how do you invest in a low interest rate environment right now and grow your money so it will be there when you need it? Well, you're in luck because today, right here, right now on Protect Your Assets, we're going to take you through a 60-minute retirement boot camp.
Hoo-ah!
That's right. For the next, roughly 46 minutes, I'm going to walk you through how to make your money make money for you while you're working, while you're sleeping, heck, while you're on vacation. It's a brand new year, 2022, so take a big gulp of that ritual coffee made right there in San Francisco. Get out your pad and pencil and get ready to become clear on your mission, soldier, as I walk you through this boot camp today. It's going to be a great show, so keep it right here now. Let's get started. Lots to talk about with the market. Boy, this has certainly been an interesting 2022 start. The bumpy ride continued this past week with all eyes on inflation and the Fed. The Dow was off almost 1%, down 0.9%. S&P off slightly, 0.3%. NASDAQ got crushed, but then came back. It was only down about 0.3%. Seemed quite precarious there for a while with those tech stocks. We'll talk about that in a minute. 10-year Treasury settled in at 1.78%. And oil, big gain again for oil, $84.25 a barrel. So, like I said, I was saying this towards the end of last year, this 2022 was going to be a more volatile year. And so the new trading year, these first few weeks, has gotten off to a bumpy ride. Again, this week we saw the, Fed becoming a little bit more hawkish. And when we had the release of the FOMC minutes, and then we had some confirmation hearings this past week, the market didn't like it. And the surprise about when rates are going to rise spooked the market a little bit, especially when you look at the high growth and high price to earnings tech stocks. Because if the Fed starts to tighten more aggressively That's going to be negative for these high growth, high PE names. What do I mean by that? Well, let's turn to the economy, because the economy is really what is driving the action that we're seeing right now. And so the big issue this past week was Wednesday's consumer price index report. And that rose 7%. Think about that. 7% in December, if you look at 1 year ago. That's the fastest pace. Think about this. Inflation doesn't seem to be going away. It's the fastest pace we've seen in that number since 1982. That's right. Prices in used cars and trucks. I couldn't believe this. Shout out to one of my clients out there, Barry. Barry pinged me this week and said, I love that information about the Porsche. You were talking about how much that went up in value. Well, get this, Barry. The cars and truck index up 37%. Yeah, I mean, if you're looking at used cars right now, I started to do that this past couple of weeks, and I couldn't believe how much these things are priced right now. It's crazy. So used cars and trucks went up 37% from a year ago today. And I happen to be running around because we are outfitting our new office down here in Newport Beach. And I was running around to the furniture stores. And, of course, I go hit up the consignment stores because you can always find some good deals out there. But furniture is expensive, too. It was up 14% year over year. So everything's just gotten more expensive if you're out there buying things. And it's not helped at all by unemployment. The unemployment rate last week fell to 3.9%. The estimate was 4.1%. So, again, that's really low, 3.9%. And wages were hot, up 4.7%. So right now, inflation is the Fed's main worry. And that hot number implies that there is higher inflation. And when you have a tight labor market at 3.9%, that puts pressure on wages and that puts pressure on inflation. So 2022, all economic data right now is going to be looked through the lens of this question. Is it going to make the Fed more hawkish? And if so, that worry that the Fed's going to tighten too aggressively is going to hurt the recovery, and it's just going to cause volatility, plain and simple. That's just the way you have to look at it. So when you look at this question about the Fed and their hawkishness, is this the time right now for you to be raising more cash in your account? That's the question I know that you're thinking right now. Should I be selling my stocks, going to cash because I've had these nice gains? I'm going to argue today, no, I don't believe you should. And here's why. First, while the sentiment on Wall Street has definitely turned more cautious, and we're seeing that with the weekly market swings, there's still a lot of tailwinds out there. Like what, Dave? Well, economic growth is still pretty strong. I know we have this Omicron rolling around. It's taking down everybody, friends and neighbors, but it's not that bad. I mean, if you've had it, some folks are getting over it pretty quickly, and it's, you know, the hospitalizations, et cetera. It's not as bad as it was around the first wave. And I think that's because the impact of it is diminishing, and the market's seeing that. Corporate earnings are solid. Interest rates still are really low. And they're going to stay low for at least the next several quarters. And again, I'm just talking about the stock market, okay? Not about the personal toll of COVID. So please excuse that. I'm just talking about the market. So when you look at that point about interest rates and what happens with lower interest rates over time and strong earnings, the history of the Fed raising rate hikes is pretty clear. Stocks typically appreciate during the initial phase of a rate hike cycle, period, end of story. So that's good for stocks. Secondly, the 10-year, 2-year, remember we always talk about this. I told you the 10 years trading at 1.78. You got to look at the 10-2 spread. And if it becomes inverted, that's a signal there's a problem. But we're not seeing that right now. We're not even close to inverting yet, because that will give us a signal that the Fed has gone too far. And so I think because we're not seeing that, stocks can still rally from this point until if there is an inversion, that's when we'll start to get concerned. But right now I don't see that. And I don't see the dicta that you heard this week from the Feds. It was funny. This was interesting. You had just about every person who sits on the Fed say we're raising rates. And so I'm expecting March to be that time. But I don't see the hawkishness as an idea for you to reducing your equity exposure right now, especially given current inflation. But what it does mean is that you want to make sure you're overweight quality in your stock holdings. And I think quality can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people, whether it's a car, whether it's furniture, whether it's your stock market portfolio. There's quality and then there's not. And as my mom taught me, there's a big difference. Quality lasts. Quality, you can feel. Things that aren't quality, they don't last. And maybe they look good, but when you sit on it, or you use it, or you invest in it, it doesn't last, does it? No. So I'm talking about right now, those get out of those high PE stocks. You want things that have strong cash flows. You want cyclical linked businesses, and you want good dividends. And I think the Fed's hawkish tone, if you will, is going to be a headwind on those high price to earning stocks and those high growth tech names, period. Lower price to earning stocks, cyclicals, defensives, those are going to do well. And that means things like value ETFs, VTV or RPV, that gets you exposure to these lower PE cyclical sectors. You've got XLF, KRE, KBE, XLI, XLB, PDBC, Gunner. All these are high quality defensives. But again, read the prospectus on all these things. Make sure you understand what you're doing if you're going to go down that road. Super cap tech as well. I think that's another good place to hide. You got your Microsofts, your Apple, your Oracle. Those I'd call super cap tech. Plenty of cash, cash machines, if you will. They're trading at reasonable values when you compare them to these high growth, high flying, high multiple tech names. I mean, we've got some of these companies in the Bay Area and they've done really well. Well, get out of them. You made money. Don't say I didn't tell you so. I'm telling you right now. Bottom line, I'm not trying to downplay the risk to the market of the Fed over tightening, but right now I still see ways to make some money in these points. So the transition to a more normal monetary policy, if you will, it's going to be volatile. And I think making sure your equity portfolios are filled with value and quality right now, it's the best way to maintain long-term exposure to capture gains while at the same time trying to reduce overall volatility. All right, so let's call the technicals right now. The S&P 500 technical view right now, the medium trend right now for the S&P is 47.13 as a resistance level and then 48.18 on the upside. On the downside, be aware of 45.88 as your first threshold and then 45.05 as your next. Set those limits now so you're ready to roll if that stuff happens. And next week, the focus is going to shift to earnings. This is going to be for the next couple of weeks until the Fed meets on January 26th. I think this Omicron is going to cause some disruptions, particularly with some folks going back to work and so forth. But the key is going to be the management commentary coming out of these earnings surprises. So as long as management keeps saying that we have strong demand, there's stable margins, earnings look pretty good, then I think we're going to have another positive catalyst in stocks. But if you hear management become cautious as these reports start to come out and the demand starts to wane, that's going to inject more volatility in the stock market, and that's going to mean that you're going to see some more of these surprises we've been seeing these last few weeks. So that's that. Traditional options for generating income in retirement today are history. So what are your options right now? What can you do to make more money without betting the farm on your portfolio? Well, I have some answers for you, and they're coming up next, because you are listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Boot Camp show, and we'll be right back with some great ideas for you.
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to pyaradio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's pyaradio.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, The Sandman.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as The Sandman. And if you're ready to make some big changes here in 2022, it is January still, after all. I've pulled together our top ideas to help you get on the right financial track as you ring in this new year. This entire month, we are doing our boot camp series where we're giving you help. All right, so now we're getting started again with our boot camp series. We've got some great ideas for you about taxes, because taxes are one thing that you can count on for sure. And if you can save some money and pay less taxes, well, that'll just put more money in your pocket. And that's a great idea. So pay attention, private. Let's get going. So your quarterly taxes are due this week. So for those of you who pay your quarterlies, get ready to write that check. And while you're doing that, I want to make sure that you're paying yourself in a retirement account. And what I mean by that is there's a total amount that you can contribute to a Roth IRA or a regular IRA. And that amount, unfortunately, didn't change here in 2022. It's still $6,000. But if you're over 50, then you can contribute an additional $1,000. And so that's at the $7,000 contribution. And so make sure you're doing that as a way to save more money. Now, direct Roth IRA contributions are only allowed if your income, typically this relates to your modified adjusted gross income, is below a certain level. And you can try and get around that. There was a backdoor Roth way to do that, but under the last tax revision that we saw, they tried to outlaw that or change that. So be careful around that area if you're getting into that. But for single filers, for filing your 2021 taxes, which are coming up here this April 15th, that income threshold starts at $129,000, and it will start to phase out for you at $144,000, meaning you can't do it anymore after that. If you're married and you make, say, more than $214,000, you can't do it either. But if you're under $214,000, the phase out starts at $204,000 and then runs up to $214,000. If you're below $204,000, then you're fine. If you're self-employed or you're a small business owner, then you can put away 25% of your income. And so that would be a great target for you to try and start doing now. And then again, spread that out over the year. If you missed out how to do that, last week I talked about that. You can go back and listen to the show from last week on our podcast. If you listen to Spotify or iTunes, just type in Protect Your Assets and you'll find the podcast there. We have our market segment, which I went over this morning about what I'm predicting on the S&P 500, etc. It's all there in the market segment. But you can also listen to last week's show where I was talking about how you start to set up putting away more money. And if you can do the 25% of your income up to $58,000, or if you're over 50, it's $63,500, then again, use my tips from last week to lay that progress out for yourself for this year. So by the end of the year, you'll be in good shape. If you're starting to get your taxes together now, certainly it's on the mind. I mean, the next couple of weeks, you're going to start receiving your 1099s in the mail. Keep all of this in mind, because you have until you file to actually make your contribution. Remember that. So you don't have to have done this last year. You can still do this right now. It's not too late. Now, earlier I was talking about putting away some money into a retirement account. So if you have a 401k, on Monday, make sure you pick up the phone, call your benefits person, and ask them to put away more money. This year you can put up to $20,500 in a 401k. If you're over 50, that's increased to $27,500. Now, when you make that phone call, you want to find out, is there any matching? And if there is, make sure you get 100% of that, because that's free money, and free money is the best kind of money you can get. Now, last week we had Marta. She called in and we called her HR department together on Tuesday, and we found out how she could put away an additional $32,000 using a Roth conversion strategy as part of her employment package. She didn't even know that was there. And we found more money for her. We found another, get this, $1,300 in additional free money that she could get by taking advantage of some little known options in her health plan. She didn't even know she had any of this. So by her picking up the phone, giving us a call and asking, hey, what can I do with my job and how can I put away more money? We were able to ask the right questions and to figure out how to do that. Now, if you want to do that, if you'd like to have us help you reach out to your employer and ask some questions and see if maybe you're leaving some money on the table, I like this free money, then here's how you can get started today. We have a time where we can meet with you. We can do it virtually over the phone. All you have to do is pick up the phone and give us a call right now. We're live. We're sitting here right now, ready to talk to you this morning. Give us a call. 866-PROTECT is the number. You'll talk to someone here on my team. We'll go ahead and reach out and set a time for you to make a call where we can do this together and figure out how we can see if there's anything you're missing out on. You may be missing out on certain health benefits. You may be missing out on putting away more savings. Who knows? In this person's case, Marta, we saved her almost $34,000 that she otherwise wouldn't be taking advantage of. It's a lot of money when you start to put that away over, say, 5 or 6 or 10 years. The number to call to get your help. I know you'd like some help here, Sergeant, so I'm going to go ahead and throw you a line. 866-776-8328. We are so happy to help you with this. Remember, we're local. We're a locally family-owned company. We're not controlled by any insurance company or big brokerage. We treat our family just like we treat our clients. We're all family. We want you to be happy. So give us a call, 866-776-8328. So you want to keep it tuned right here, because when I come back, it's time for our They Say segment, where they say you always have to take your RMD when you turn age 72. Is that true? We'll find out when I come back. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to PYARadio.com, where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to PYARadio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's PYARadio.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, The Sandman.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as The Sandman, and this entire month we are helping you get your New Year's resolutions in order. We have this, our boot camp series, we call it. This is a financial workshop, we'll call it, as opposed to a physical workshop, helping you get some basic training, get some basic skills so you can go back and put those in place and hopefully get some great results. So this entire morning and last week, we've been talking about things you can do to get ahead. And so this morning, we've been talking about last segment was all the different tax changes that have happened here in 22 and what you can do to take advantage of the increased amounts of money that they've let you start to put more away. And I know as you think about the financial and investing world, it is complex. It's intimidating. There's a lot of information, and sometimes it seems like it's just overwhelming. And so you can feel frozen. Like you're in quicksand and you don't know what to do. I understand that. And the good news is it just doesn't have to be that way. We believe that the solution is education, and it's financial education. And so we do different things that help people get educated about what you can do. One great area you can check out is on YouTube. If you go to YouTube and you type in Liberty Group LLC, if you do that, you can find out all sorts of great segments that I have recorded live, their videos, so you can see if there's a topic there you're interested in. Maybe you're curious about how Marta was able to put away $32,000 more. We talked about that in the last segment. Maybe you can do that. So if you go to YouTube and you type in Liberty Group LLC, you'll find some great segments there. So check it out. Now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and just sometimes bad advice that they say.
Who are they? What do they know that I don't? And what are they saying this week? There's only one man with all the answers, and here he is, David Hollander, the Sandman.
All right, so here's one they say. They say that when you reach age 72, you have to take your RMD. And the question is that always true? No, it's actually not. So let's walk through a case where we actually had a couple clients who came in, Tim and Roberta. And Tim and Roberta were looking at this issue, you know, when they turned 72, having to take this RMD. Now, Tim and Roberta are 58 and 57 years old, respectively. They're both working. They're planning on retiring when they reach 62 and 61, roughly in 2026. And so all of a sudden, their income's going to take a big hit because they're going to stop working and they're going to start having to draw down on their savings, possibly sell their house, move to a different area because they're interested in warmer weather. And they're looking at cashing in on all this equity that has been created in real estate these past 8 years. So here they are looking at this situation. What we were able to do for them was to create a plan. And in the plan, we started to show them how when they reached age 72, due to the fact that Tim and Roberta had saved in their 401ks and are still doing that in a very effective way, when they reached age 72 in 2036, they were going to have to take out $78,598 as a prospective RMD, given the projection of value on their account. Now, you may say, well, how do you do that? Well, we're able to take your accounts, whatever positions you have, we enter those into a system that we use where it gives it a risk level and a return level, and it gives us a very accurate projection on what that looks like. In fact, it's 95% accurate. And what it then does is it'll say, okay, when you reach age 72 in 2036, you're going to have to take out, because of the RMD rule we're talking about this morning, because it is true, when you reach 72, you have to take an RMD if there's anything left in the account. And it's a particular formula. And as you get older, they make you take out more. And that's because the IRS wants to tax it. You know, they haven't taxed any of this money as you've been putting it away in your 401k or your deferred account while you've been working. And so when you retire, if you haven't touched it, they make you take out a certain amount once you reach age 72. But there's a whole way around that where you don't have to take anything out if there's nothing there. So in this particular example, Tim and Roberta, they want to retire at age 62. And so at age 62, if we start to draw down on their 401k, start to draw down on their retirement accounts to live on in a very methodical way, of course, because we don't want to pay too much tax on that all tax deferred money, then by the time they reach 72 in 2036, and Roberta will be 72 in 2037, respectively, then their balance might be so much lower that it will make much more sense to take that money out early, because at that time as well, if they're still in really good health like they are, we're probably going to start to take the Social Security. And once again, by running the Social Security analysis, which we do, we found them a couple $100,000. You heard me right, a couple $100,000 more income that they're entitled to by doing the strategy the way that I'm talking about right now. Now, they had no idea how to do this. No one ever mapped this out for them. No one ever showed them in writing exactly what they could do. And by doing this, we increased the probability of success in their retirement from 76% all the way up to 100%. So as long as they follow our track, as long as they follow our flight plan, if you will, they could live to the ripe age of 95 years old each, respectively, and still have some money left in their portfolio to enjoy their life at that point. Who knows, right? So anyway, that's a great way to look at the future and see what's possible. Now, another great question which they asked us during this process was this. They said, okay, Dave, well, it looks like right now, you know, our expenses are about $212,000 a year. That's what we're looking at in retirement once the mortgage is paid off, and we want to travel and do things, and of course healthcare and all those sort of things. So, you know, we're going to need that much amount of money on an annual basis. And so what do you think about that? Do you think that we can, you know, sustain that sort of lifestyle even though the paychecks are going to stop coming? And I said, well, when you do the math on that, it's roughly about $17,600 a month that you need from your stuff to live on to support that lifestyle. And they said, that's about right. Yeah. Okay. And so I said, well, you have a couple kids, right? Yeah, we do. Okay. Well, look at this. When you're 95 years old, currently, given the projection of what we're doing for you, we're seeing that your portfolio, I'm not talking about the real estate, your portfolio is going to be worth about $12.2 million. What? Yeah. Even though it's around 2.1 right now, given what we're showing you here all this time and what we're doing investing wise, etc., you're looking at about $12.2 million. Do you want to leave that much to your kids plus your house? Heck no, we don't. We worked hard for our money. Our kids can have our house, but you know what? If we leave them some bucks, great, but I don't want to leave them some big chunk of change. Okay, well, what are you asking me? Well, Dave, how much can we spend each month? I mean, you're telling me 17.6 is no problem. Well, how much can I spend? That's a really good question, isn't it? So I said, well, sure, we can figure that out. And so sure enough, we got in here into our plan, and we did some tweaks and some changes. And we said, you know what? You could spend up to $31,000 a month and still leave your kids about $1 million in the house. What do you think about that? Well, that sounds a lot better than 17, and that certainly allows us to do some things that we really want to do. And so this is what's so exciting. You know, they're 58 years old right now, 58 and 57 respectively. We've got a few more years, four more years to plan to start to build this for them. And when they get ready to retire out in 2026, now they have something they can look forward to. They can start making plans right now to start spending some of that money then to do things that they've always wanted to do. And that's really what retirement's about when you think about it. It's about doing the things that you've always wanted to do and not worrying about the money to do it, or not worrying about your lifestyle changing, or not worrying about things when the stock market goes down 30% like it's going to do again at some point in the future. These things all happen. So if you're like Tim or Roberta, what can you do to get more clear on what you could possibly do with the rest of your life? Well, it's easy. You just have to pick up the phone and give me a call, because we can do a free virtual 15-minute financial fitness checkup, and that could change the next 30 years of your life. Think about it. If you're tired of the same old routine, meaning you have lots of questions that keep getting unanswered, you don't know how much you can spend each month, then stop doing what everyone else is doing and pick up the phone and give us a call. Call this number, 866-PROTECT. We have ritual coffee at our own petite cafe. We have free parking. We have friendly staff. And best of all, we're a local family-owned business, and we care. Give us a call now to find out how we can show you the next step to a safe and secure retirement. Call this number, 866-PROTECT. What are you waiting for, private? Pick up the phone, 866-PROTECT. John D. Rockefeller said this: the surest way to accumulate wealth is to not pay tax on income you're not using. Are you taking full advantage of the new Proposition 19 loophole? Well, if you're not, get ready to pay higher taxes. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be back, and we'll be talking about that.
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to PYARadio.com, where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to PYARadio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's PYARadio.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets this morning. And again, happy 2022 to you, and welcome to all our new listeners in the Orange County area. By the way, if you're in Orange County, please feel free to drop by our new office at 4675 MacArthur Court there in Newport Beach. It's really nice, and we have free parking and amazing coffee, of course. January is typically the time people make and try to keep their New Year's resolutions. So if you made a financial New Year's resolution to get your financial act in shape, whether it's buying a new house, saving more for retirement, or maybe even retiring this year, then today's show is just for you. If you missed any of it, go to your Spotify and type in Protect Your Assets and listen to our podcast where you can get all these helpful tips in a nice, convenient, little snackable format. This entire month, each weekend, we do a financial boot camp to help you learn how, thank you, to help you get your financial act in shape, whether it comes to saving more money, paying less taxes. We've got you covered. So did you hear about how your property taxes here in California just went up on any real estate? I'm talking about rental properties as well that you own. Well, I'm going to direct you to a website. So again, get out your pen and paper and make sure you can write this down before I throw it out there, because this is a new change and this just happened. And I don't know if you heard about this, but check this website out. This is the California Board of Equalization. Okay, they're our tax authority here in California. boe.ca.gov/prop19. Again, boe.ca.gov/prop19. Check out that website because here's how it works. Let's say you bought a house in San Anselmo back in 1986 and you paid $210,000 for it. Your current county taxes right now each year are about $5,000 a year. Well, let's say that the home in this inflation-driven environment right now is worth $3.2 million and your trust that you did several years ago says that your kids get the house when you and your spouse pass away. Well, what will be the new county tax rate that your kids will have to pay when they inherit that house or rental property that you want to keep in the family? It's going to be about $30,000. That's right. You're no longer going to pay $5,000 in tax under Prop 13. This new Prop 19 changes that. So when the property is inherited, it jumps to the fair market value. And so if you're looking at roughly 1%, 1.15, depending on what county you're in, multiply that by the fair market value. And that's going to be the new tax that your kids are going to have to pay each year just to keep that property in your family. And that's going to put a serious hit on their ability to keep that house. So the question you have to ask yourself right now is, will your trust or will that you did protect your kids from this new tax? The answer is no, it won't. Prop 19 limits the transfer for individuals to three times as well. So that's another issue that you have to contend with, that your trust most likely doesn't even speak to, because this is a new law that the trust probably didn't even think about because it wasn't around when you did this. So if you have a rental property, if you have a house, and maybe your child has expressed interest in that house, maybe you want to pass on that excellent income-producing property to your family, then you have to do this. You have to give us a call because, as you know, in our office, we have attorneys. I'm an attorney. We have attorneys who do these special Prop 19 trusts to protect your property, to protect that tax from increasing. You can legally keep that property tax at a lower level if you set it up properly, but you have to see an attorney who understands how to do this. And we do. We've been doing this now for a while. In fact, on our staff, we have an attorney who's been doing real estate and estate tax planning for over 40 years, and he knows how to do these things. So we have a Prop 19 trust that's been designed that protects you and your family from this sort of thing from happening. And if you'd like some more information about this, if you want to find out how this could affect you and your family, then you need to do this right now. You have to pick up the phone and protect yourself. Call this number, 866 Protect. I have live operators who work for me right now here in the office. They're sitting here at the desk, ready to talk to you, help you set this up so you can find out what you don't know. Schedule a free 15-minute call right now by calling this number, 866-PROTECT. Or you can go to our website, libertygroupllc.com. You can click on the blue tab at the top. You'll see this little green schedule a 15-minute call. You can just click on that green area. Schedule your own 15-minute call. Absolutely free. We'll walk through, see if this applies to you and what you can do about it. You'll actually find out what it will cost. And then you can make a decision. Does that sound fair enough? Call this number, 866-PROTECT, 866-PROTECT, and request your own 15-minute free informational meeting. So I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great boot camp this morning. My executive producer and network manager, Kevin Renfer, and of course all my fabulous producers back there working so hard, Phil and Brett, thanks so much, you guys. Because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You have been listening to the Protect Your Assets show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
All calls have been screened. Callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. And that legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on complete analysis of all the facts and circumstances. The information given on this program is in the nature of general financial comment and cannot be relied upon as pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group, LLC. And the views and the opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.